With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Earlier this year, 48 black writers signed a statement decrying the fact that novelist Toni Morrison had never won a Pulitzer or a National Book Award, with the implication that Morrison's race had something to do with it. Last month, Morrison did win a Pulitzer for her book, Beloved, a further demonstration of the misguided nature of that statement. Toni Morrison was born in 1931 in the working-class town of Lorain, Ohio.
Undistinguished, I think, as most Midwest towns are, but I think the absence of theater and, I mean, theatrical scenery and imposing buildings might be conducive to a fecund imagination.
Lorain, Ohio didn't even have a bookstore, but there was a library.
Well, this is pre-television days, so there was only radio, each other, and there were books. And I don't even remember my life before I could read.
Toni Morrison went to Howard University in Cornell, taught for a while, and then became a textbook editor, where she began what was to become her first novel, The Bluest Eye.
I was not a young girl at that time. I had two children. I was 30.
Morrison joined the trade division of Random House as an editor, a job she left 3 years ago in order to write full-time.
I was happy that I was able to work so long in publishing because I did the kind of work that I respect, which is work on manuscripts with gifted people.
Toni Morrison is writing two more books she hopes will expand the themes in her Pulitzer Prize-winning novel, Beloved. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Toni Morrison won this year's Pulitzer Prize for Fiction, further evidence that she's one of the most gifted writers in America. Morrison's novel, Beloved, is set in Ohio and is about a young woman slave who escapes to the North and who cuts the throat of her young daughter in the fear that she would be returned to bondage. Toni Morrison.
History's full of such incidents where people do extraordinary things to protect the clean, the unsullied, the innocent.
Years after the killing, a young woman named Beloved, who may have been the murdered daughter, appears at the home of the mother.
Her act was unacceptable and outrageous, and so she was haunted by it.
Is Beloved indeed a ghost?
The fact that everybody in the book believes she's a ghost is deliberate, of course, because they do. I don't necessarily want or encourage or require that the reader believe that she is a ghost.
While Beloved is a historical novel, Toni Morrison set out to write about a contemporary dilemma, the problem women have in mothering and nurturing, while at the same time becoming separate and complete individuals.
In order to track it all the way to 1986, I began with this story, which was, for me, classically designed to introduce the idea of nurturing and what sacrifices women have made to do it.
Toni Morrison, author of the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel, Beloved. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. After a minor tempest in which 48 black writers complained that novelist Toni Morrison wasn't getting the attention she deserved, Morrison won the Pulitzer Prize for Fiction. Morrison's book, Beloved, is set in Ohio after the Civil War, but uses flashbacks to reveal the brutality of slavery in the South. Morrison says she did careful research about the period.
What are the floor plans of a slaughterhouse, and what about the river community, and what were the streets of Cincinnati like in 1855 and 1873? What do things cost? I mean, all of the details of the world.
The violence in Beloved is not for the squeamish, but Toni Morrison says she wrote the book dispassionately.
I couldn't write it in anger.
Mm-mm.
I need all of my skills, all of the control, all of my powers, and I need clarity in order to write.
Morrison says, however, that as an artist, she is not aloof to injustice.
Art is the restoration of order, and it may discuss all sorts of terrible things, but there must be satisfaction at the end.
A single mother of two grown sons, Toni Morrison lives in a converted boathouse on the Hudson River, which reminds her a little of the lakeside town in which she was born in Ohio.
It's sort of like living on Lake Erie in a way. It's in a tiny little town, in a funny little house on the side of the road. And I love that place. The light alone is worth it.
Toni Morrison, recent winner of the Pulitzer Prize for Fiction for her important novel, Beloved. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.